If you have any friends or co-workers from Pakistan, you probably have already heard about it. The stunning, spectacular victory over arch-rivals India in a sport that is like a religion over there. Some would say it is a religion. I am talking about cricket. Pakistan crushed India in a surprise victory in the final of an international contest called the Champions Trophy, taking place in London. Journalist Beena Shah is in Karachi in Pakistan. So, Beena, put it out here. I don't understand cricket, and your job here is not to explain it to us. It's a sport the Brits love to play, and so it's traveled the world over. Wherever the Brits had colonies, cricket wasn't far behind. What I want you to explain, though, is the excitement in Pakistan. I mean, Pakistan won this Champions Trophy, but why is this win so, so spectacular?
Well, cricket is the blood and heart of our nation. We are so excited when we win, and we're so devastated when we lose. This particular tournament, we were not favorites to start with. We were actually ranked eighth. So to see us actually win the entire thing was like a dream come true. It's being described as miraculous in some corners. And it took place during the month of Ramadan, where we're fasting, and it's an extra holy month for us. So there were many, many, many prayers going up at all hours of the day and night that we should perform well, and our boys, our team, didn't let us down.
Right. So it was also against arch rival India, which is important. And I don't understand the rules, but apparently there were a record number of runs.
That you could put it that way, but it's real. Cricket is really about the performance of the batsman as well as the bowlers, much like baseball. You know, it's about the pitching as much as it is about how many home runs you make. So to watch some of these really stellar performances, beautiful performances by some of these young cricket stars who had been unheard of before this tournament, to watch them mature throughout the games and to watch the team peak at just the right moment to bring home the trophy was like I said, a dream come true for all of us.
What kind of reactions were you seeing on the streets where you live?
Ecstatic. And typically in Pakistan, when there's a win like this, people take to the streets with guns and let loose rounds of celebratory gunfire, which actually killed about 7 people in the country.
Oh my gosh, really? So the contested region of Kashmir somehow plays into all of this, because I was seeing tweets from Pakistani fans in Kashmir, and it seemed like the cricket match for them was a proxy event in some ways for the standoff over Kashmir. Am I right?
Well, cricket has taken on political overtones over many years, and especially when you have arch rivals Pakistan and India playing against each other, it becomes very much a test of each nation's power, virility. These people are our chosen gladiators. They go and fight in the ring for us. So emotions run high, and I think a lot of overtones that are political, they're made in the heat of the moment. They're not things that you would actually want to encourage in terms of diplomacy.
The Champions Trophy was played at the Oval in London, which is kind of like the Vatican for some cricket fans. But two teams, India and Pakistan, battling it out on the turf of the imperial power. Are those optics just part of the deal in 2017, or do they still strike some people as kind of odd?
Cricket is an international sport. It's played everywhere where the British were, and it's gone to countries such as the Netherlands. When we were going through the match, when we'd won, even countries like China and Turkey tweeted their congratulations. So it's really one of those sports that is just loved by many, many, many people all over the world, except Americans. And to see India and Pakistan, you know, former colonies of the British, actually having thrown the English out of their own tournament on their own home turf, was very satisfying to many of the diaspora. And the English took it in good spirit and actually settled down to watch what they call really cracking cricket.
Mm. As you said, this was the holy month of Ramadan, still is, so kind of a spiritual victory as well. And then the attack later in the evening, seemingly on a mosque in Finsbury Park in London. Did you hear reaction in Pakistan to the kind of contrast of just that unbridled joy that Pakistanis were feeling?
You know, winning this tournament was a great morale booster for us. We've been through some very unstable times. There's a lot of instability in the world. And I think these are just good reminders that there's so much more that unites us than divides us. That's a quote from Joe Cox, the British politician who was murdered right around this time last year. We need to remember that cricket is a great unifier. As much as we enjoy the rivalry, we do tend to realize that we have so much in common, and it's a shame to fight over things and throw away this great camaraderie and this great brother and sisterhood that we have.
Beena Shah, thanks very much, and go Pakistan.
Go Pakistan. Thank you, Marco.